And then the 11 a.m. class is a core concepts class, which means a general class, which means stuff that any guitarist, any and all guitarists need, either technique, harmony, melody, or rhythm. But in this case, you're actually teaching them a concept as opposed to training. Okay? So there's student A, who is an advanced intermediate, good soloist, knows a lot of bar chords, very strong theory, their ear is pretty good. So I'd call them an advanced intermediate who's into, classic rock and building up their speed and doing expressive solos and everything. Student B is a, I would call them like an early intermediate because they're doing really well, but he's only 13 years old, so his ears, is coming along. He's been playing for a few years, so he's no slouch. Maybe I'll put him intermediate, not just early intermediate. In any case, he also likes rock and wants to be a soloist. He's also into jazz and might want to go to high school or college for music, and he's got a lot of different interests. His theory is weak and his ear is pretty good. Student C is the same student who was in the ear training class and in the last training class, who is, an advanced intermediate and plays all sorts of different things and is pretty flexible on what we teach because he's into everything, basically. All right, my plan for this class, well, make sure you wrote yours and send me the email with all three classes that we did today. Send me the email right now and then continue listening. All right, my plan is I had in this page called Modern Harmony Simplified, I've taught all the chapters 1 through 9 and recorded videos of it all, except for chapter 10. Chapter 10 is two parts, blues and modal playing. And I considered doing the blues part, the five levels of the blues, but I thought it'd be a little much for the beginner, the early intermediate person who's only 13. So because it goes into like all this different stuff like giant steps and tritone subs and quartal harmony and all this, and that was a bit much. So instead, I went with the modal thing, and it was pure. It's purely for my own. It's self-serving, because I want to finish this Modern Harmony Simplified. But you know what? Even though it's for my own good, I mean, for my own wanting to finish this, it's for their good. I created this whole thing, and now it's on their page, and they have this book that's been summarized, and every single chapter has been taught in a lesson, and they get it all for free. It's ridiculous the amount of value that that is, and they don't even know how valuable that is. So, should I, am I justified in wanting to do stuff for my own? Yeah, because it's for their sake in the first place. The whole reason I want to finish this is so that I can move on and give them some even more stuff in the future. It's ridiculous. So yeah, it's self-serving because I want to give them even more value. So, and they're gonna get a ton out of it and have a blast. So I also have charts for So What, Cantaloupe Island, and Maiden Voyage, which are three examples that the book cites. And I made PDFs of those on a free site called PNG to PDF, whatever the name of the site is. It's called PDF, the number 2, and then PNG.com. And it's all for free. So I converted that so I could upload that. I do so much stuff behind the scenes. And we're going to play through each one of those and talk about what to use for soloing and how to play chords on it, etc. And just have it be a modal jam session with tunes. Maiden Voyage has sus chord harmony. The So What is obviously, Dorian. And Cantaloupe Island has a mixture of like minor with dominant, and it moves around in unpredictable, but with unpredictable root. In other words, the changes are just unpredictable from each other. You got F minor up to D flat and then up to D minor. So, whatever. And so, hope you enjoyed this training. Let me know what you think. Write in any other notes or comments in that email or follow up to the email that you sent me with the planning. All